May the Lord give you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. What a blessing. I always am reminded of the last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem that goes like this. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. And the message of the angels was, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. God became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, a speck to be born on Christmas Day. He lived a perfect life. He loved people. He helped people. He gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, walking to the lame. Here, and so many other things did our dear Lord do. As he lived a perfect life, which was clothed us with his righteousness in our baptism. But he was crucified, he shed his blood, and his blood cleanses us from all sin. And he rose from the dead with a promise, because I live, you too shall live. And he ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, so that where he is, we would be always. And he's coming again to receive us to himself in heaven. What a marvelous, gracious God we have. And that's a reason we can say, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. Yesterday, we looked out the back window and saw a coyote sitting on the bank of the creek. The creek was finally fixed after a better than a year. Stoned it up, and now there are fish down there that are as big as 18 inches. It's a great place to live. We can walk in the park. We can see all the blessings of the Lord in nature not very far from us, and our trees surround the house and keep it cool. This is where you grew up, many of you. This is where you came to visit us. And it's our prayer that God's would bless and keep you. John and I have had good health, and we look forward to this coming new year with joy and happiness. We will be going to St. Paul Lutheran Church for our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services. We have a new pastor there by the name of Brian Wolfmiller. And if you want to listen to him, tune in to YouTube Wolfmiller, and you'll find all kinds of good things that he has as people around the world view and see the message that he brings. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Love, Papa.